Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and I hope that you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in Texarkana, Texas. I wish you could experience it because last week we had a lot of rain, especially toward the end of the week, but man, what a beautiful day. Well, I want to talk to you today about a verse of scripture where Jesus says, "Judge not according to appearance sake, but judge with righteous judgment." You know, we live in a world today that is just filled with lies and liars. The verse I go back to over and over again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, "But evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." And that is the world in which we live, and it's a challenge for all of us when we look at the news to know what is the truth. You know, it seems like everybody has a spin, and so what is the real truth? What are the facts of a situation? What is the truth? Now, I think you have to be very, very deceived to not see what is going on in our major cities and say, this is a disaster. I think any honest person would look at what's going on in America today under the current leadership and any of the cities that are run with a left-leaning governor or mayor or any of those things would just say, whatever you're doing is not working. You know, there's an old saying, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. And we just kind of shorten that saying, the proof is in the pudding. But you just look at the results. What are the results of this person's leadership? And if the results are disaster, you say, obviously, whatever they're doing is not working. This is getting us moving in the wrong direction, not the right direction. And so those of us who would like to tell us that we need four more years of what we have now, you have to just check your brains at the door. Obviously, there is inflation. Obviously, there's crime. Obviously, there are open borders. I mean, it's almost like we're living in a alternative universe where this guy tells you it's great when you know it's not. And our society has become dystopian, has become dangerous. And that's what the scripture says. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, "But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, brutal times will come, hard times will come, and dangerous times." Oh, that word difficult means all those different things. And that's what we're seeing today. And it is not a pretty picture. And you wonder, you ask yourself, how long can we go on like this? Now, the answer is not in the White House or in any politician. The answer is in God's house. The answer is with God's people getting right with God. And God is the one who brings change. He brings, blessings from heaven. You know, our situation is so far gone, and it's coming from God. You know, everything comes from God when you think about it. God is sovereign. You read in the book of Job, nothing could happen to Job. Satan couldn't get at Job until the Lord let down the hedge, and Satan even says that. You've put a hedge about him. I can't get to him. Take down the hedge. Let me get to him, and then he'll curse you to your face. And so, I think, and then we see that in Job. God took down the hedge and Satan came after him. God didn't do those things to Job, but he allowed Satan to do those things. And what is God doing in America? He's allowing the enemy to come in and wreak havoc in our land. And so you look at it from a human perspective and you say, okay, well, the management of America is terrible, terrible. You can't have a government that doesn't punish evildoers. when you have that kind of a government, you know, hell has a holiday, so to speak, and the streets become filled with criminals. And the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, because a sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, the hearts of the sons of men among them are given fully to do evil. If you're not going to punish evildoers, you're going to have lots and lots of evildoers doing their evil in public places. And, you know, if the word gets out that, we're not going to punish you if you shoplift, what do you have? You have tons of shoplifters. And that's what we've seen, the smash and grab situation. We have stores moving out of Oakland and other places in California. Why? Because we can't keep up with all the crime. And we live in such an upside down society today that in one particular place, I'm going off memory, so I can't give you all the particulars, but in one store, one of the employees went after a shoplifter, and the store owners, the management, fired that guy for doing that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just let them shoplift. And I guess they're thinking, you know, we don't want we don't want somebody to get killed over this. So just let them go. But the person, there's just a sense of righteousness inside of a person that says, hey, you're not supposed to steal. And if you're stealing from us, we're going to stop you at the door and take the items from you and hopefully see you get arrested. Jim Cimbala, the pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle, he was on the program a year or so ago, and he said in Brooklyn, he said, you know, we have the no bail law. So a guy gets arrested for a crime in the morning. He's back out in the afternoon committing more crimes. They just let him go. Well, that is insanity. And that's the world in which we live in today. Well, you know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems to be the concentrated effort of the left to go after conservatives, to go after Christians, to go after anybody that says, hey, we'd like to see America be strong again. You know, the standard line from Donald Trump, make America great again. Well, they've taken that, MAGA, they use it as a pejorative. But why would it be bad to make America great again? America is not The direction we're going in is not the direction of greatness. It's the direction of disaster and destruction. So this idea that make America great again, well, that's used to shame people. Somebody wrote an article, I got it sent to me just yesterday. It was called MAGA versus WWJD. The Make America Great Again versus What Would Jesus Do? And it pitted the two. And it basically is an article that says, why in the world would anyone vote for Donald Trump? How could a Christian vote for Donald Trump? And it just vilified and shamed those who would do that. Perhaps you saw the interview with George Stephanopoulos, boy, that's a mouthful, that guy's name, with Nancy Mace, and she's the representative from South Carolina. She's a Trump supporter, and she went on his program under the guise of they were going to talk about something else, and he jumps her with this question.
Ben, you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you are shaming
me. You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
That was Nancy Mace with George Stephanopoulos on a news show. And she says, you're trying to shame me with my vote. Now, it seems to me that that is going on in America in a concentrated effort. It's like the left gets its talking points all together, the news media, the talk show hosts, all the politicians, and they just parrot this same thing, trying to shame people with their vote. How in the world could you vote for this man? Look how terrible he is. Now, listen, I'm not here trying to defend Trump and saying, well, he's a wonderful, person. And if he doesn't become president, he should become your pastor. Now, I'm not saying that at all. But what did we say? The famous little maxim, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. What was America like when he was in the presidency? It was much, much different than it is today. When you look at the two candidates, and let's face it, we're in a two-party system. There might be a third candidate. Kennedy may be in there as a third-party candidate, but I can promise you it's either going to be a Republican or a Democrat that's going to be president this coming election, 2024, in November, and then sworn in 2025. It's going to be either a Republican or a Democrat. I don't think a third party person is going to come out on top. So between the two, you look at, okay, well, what does the pudding taste like? Well, we've been tasting the pudding for the last 3 years. It's awful. We tasted the pudding in 2016, and all the things that were said about Donald Trump, that he was going to, this is a return of Adolf Hitler, and this is going to be terrible, and he's a racist, and he's going to hurt people and arrest people and get us into war and all those things. Those things never materialized. But we have seen a lot of that in the current administration. Now, William J. Federer, the historian, is a friend of mine. He's been on the program numerous times. And he said this, the playbook from the communists, from the socialists, has always been you accuse your opponent of doing the evil that you yourself are doing. And you get the public to believe that this guy is terrible. Look at what he does. Now, what you're accusing him of doing, which he's not doing, is the evil that you yourself are doing. And Bill Federer put it this way. He said, the communist that wants to disrupt and wants to gain power, and in order to gain power, you got to bring disruption to the current status quo. He'd start the fire in the building, on the backside of the building, and then he would accuse his opponent of starting the fire that he himself started. And then he'd come with the fire truck to say, I'm here to put out the fire. And look at how evil this person is that started the fire. And he's lying the whole time. He started the fire. He started the fire, blamed it on his opponent, brought the fire truck to make you believe that he's for you and he's going to fix all the problems when he is the creator of the problems. As Ronald Reagan said, the scariest words you can ever hear, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. The government doesn't really help people. The government is helping themselves, and we don't need more and more government control. We need less and less government control. And listen, we have a country to save. And my next guest that's coming on is Dr. Rick Scarborough, and he believes that America is worth saving. Obviously, it comes, as I said, it doesn't come from the White House. It comes from God's house, from Christians getting right, from Christians praying, from Christians being the salt and light we need to be. But we also need to stand up for truth. We need to vote. We need to do what we can to make America a place that is good for our children and our grandchildren. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we'll be right back after the break with Dr. Rick Scarborough.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're waiting on Dr. Rick Scarborough, and he is supposed to be calling in unless he got detained. But I wanted to share with you while we're waiting, there is a book that has been a favorite of the left. And I still remember when Barack Obama got off an airplane and he had a book in his hand, and somebody zoomed into the book, and what was he reading? Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. It's the 1971 classic for leftists who want to bring about change. It says, concerning the Rules for Radicals, it's written for the have-nots on how to take it away. These Rules for Radicals derive from many successful campaigns where Alinsky helped poor people fight power and privilege. It's a communist-based book, and he gives these rules. And in Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky has a shout-out. He has a shout-out to Lucifer, the first radical who brought about a change. If that gives you any indication of what that book is like, but that is the playbook of the left. It's the playbook of the communist. It's how they gain access and how they gain control. Well, we have Dr. Scarborough with us. So, Dr. Scarborough, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little on the sick side, but not too sick to be on the air with you. Looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate that. Dr. Scarborough is president of Recover America. He's a pastor, author, speaker, and a Christian activist. And Rick, I was mentioning in the first part of the program, it seems to be the tactic now of the left is to shame Christians and conservatives for even considering the idea of voting for a candidate like Donald Trump. I mean, it's like a full court press on saying this guy is so terrible, he's so horrible. If you love America, if you love democracy, if you say you love Jesus, how could you possibly vote for a guy like that? Have you seen that phenomenon taking place?
I have, Pastor Jeff. It's concerning to me because for the first time in my lifetime, the left is framing the debate now that in such a way that if Donald Trump gets elected, there'll be such anger and vitriol injected into the process that we'll have, I feel confident, riots in the street, harm done, hopefully not to the point of the kind of things we see in third world countries, but they're building the setting for just that kind of reaction. And I think most of us with sound, sane minds, and I'm going to be a little controversial here perhaps, I hope I don't get you in trouble, but with the incompetence of the current president, if he gets reelected, there's going to be suspect that it was a fair election because he has just proven himself time and time again in the handling of the border and so many of the issues to be an incompetent president.
Yes, totally incompetent. And I had mentioned, you know, the proof of the pudding's in the tasting. And so what we taste right now is awful. And what we had in Trump's presidency, love him or hate him, it's hard to deny that the country was in much better shape in his presidency versus Joe Biden's presidency. Now, you talk to people a lot. You're talking to pastors. You're traveling a lot. What kind of pushback do you get from that? If somebody says, if you say, because I know you would say this, hey, the stats show things were better under Trump's administration than under Biden's. If somebody wants to argue with you about that, what kind of leg do they have to stand on?
Pastor, I'm not getting pushback. I'm getting, it may be defined by the kind of crowd that come hear me speak, by the reputation of the group I'm traveling with. We're just not getting pushback. We're getting, I would say, 90% agreement. Mm-hmm. And pastors are signing up in greater fashion than I've ever seen. to educate their people, motivate their people on what the issues are, and use the tools that we're offering. I don't know that we talked about it last time when I was on your program, because I do a lot of these, but I'm now one of the spokespersons for a group called Remnant Alliance. It's an alliance of several national groups like Rick Breen and David Barton and the faith side of Turning Point USA. These are not minor entities, and what we've agreed to do is share our strengths and complement one another's weaknesses. So when a pastor signs on to our program right now, he has access. By the way, we also have Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a legal entity, as well as Liberty Council. We've got everything a pastor needs to fight this battle legitimately. And if he's called into question, and he just steps aside. I'm so sorry, Jeff.
That's okay.
With a sinus infection, and when I get a coffee, and I have to meet the phone to clear it. So
I understand.
I just fear coming back. But the point of that is, the Remnant Alliance is the antidote that I've been praying for. I've kind of been a one-man show for years, along with maybe a handful of churches that supported us. But for the first time, I've got a place to send church members where they can get a thorough education on what the Constitution stands for through Rick Green's organization, Patriot Academy. I can call our own Remnant Alliance legal team, and if they are large enough to take on a law firm like ACLU Lawyers or whatever, then they bring in Alliance Defending Freedom. So we got the tools, which we've never had before, and I'm praying in this most important election of all that we're going to see this thing begin to turn.
Rick, what would you say to pastors, to Christians who would say, hey, I'm voting for Donald Trump in 2024, but they don't want to say it too loudly because of the shame being put upon anybody that would dare say you're voting for Trump? And I played the clip from Nancy Mace with George Stephanopoulos where she says, you're trying to shame me about my vote. That is the tactic right now. And so what would you say to a Christian believer that says, okay, now I don't know if I can defend myself when they start saying, well, Trump he's been found to be liable for rape, and he's done this and he's done that, and he has all these lawsuits against him, and he must be a terrible guy. Why would you vote for a terrible guy? What would be your answer to them?
Twofold. In the first place, I'm not voting for a pastor. I'm voting for a president. And when you look at what he did as president and the policies he stands for now and compare that to the Democratic Party or to the Democratic candidate, it's hands down for me. I don't even have to pray about that. I've already made my mind up. And then the other thing is, I want to remind Christians everywhere, and especially preachers, that one of the first groups thrown into the lake of fire in Revelation, in the last of Revelation, is cowards. It's time for Christians and pastors in particular to get some backbone and up to this thing. Put the shame on them. These people have never seen an embryo or a baby they wouldn't chop to pieces and harvest the parts for gain. That's where the shaming needs to be. It's time we get some backbone or we don't deserve this country.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rick, I know you're familiar with the book by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, and it seems like that is the playbook for the left these days. But rule number 5 says this: ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's hard to counteract ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. We are going to be ridiculed for our political beliefs, and then there are those within that call themselves Christians, you know, the David Frenches of the world, the Russell Moores of the world, that are going to work against a righteous vote. Give me your opinion, your thoughts on that.
Well, in first place, every Christian ought to read Rules for Radicals, because but he took his everything right and moral and flipped it upside down. And these people, like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who dedicated her doctoral thesis to Louis Saul Alinsky, they need to be exposed for what their philosophy is and at the heart of their message. But then to these who claim to be Christians, who advocate for this and who use this model, let's just remember, they claim to be Christians.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we go back to that statement, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. And so
yes, sir.
You look at somebody's life and you see, okay, you claim to be a Christian. Is there evidence of Jesus in your life? Well, Dr. Rick, where have you been? Where are you going? I imagine even being sick, you have a busy schedule.
Well, actually, I was speaking in Brownsville yesterday morning. We have the founder of Grinner Alliance owns half of an airplane, and he furnished that plane to bring me home to see my wife for the first time in about 3 or 4 weeks. And she's now going back out with me, and we'll be in Fredericksburg tomorrow. But we were in Michigan last week for a couple of events. We were in Pennsylvania for 4 events in Georgia. We're hitting what we believe to be the true battleground states and rallying pastors to sign up, join up, and turn this country back to Christ. And a key element, in fact, yesterday, I gave a gospel invitation to a room full of preachers, and one of them prayed to receive Christ.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, you know, we're not taking for granted that everybody comes in a room and says the preacher's saved. So a key element of this is advancing the gospel, because finally, even while we're in the political battle, as you know, Pastor Jeff, it's about the gospel. It's not about politics. It's not about this side versus that side. It's mm-hmm. about winning souls to Christ, hopefully seeing the next great awakening so this country can be turned around and we can have another generation of soul winners go across the world and preach the gospel.
Amen. Amen. Well, it is a difficult situation for pastors. Donald Trump, I think he's a good leader, but his moral life makes it he puts us in a position where it's what you said, Rick. You told me this years ago. We don't like what he does. We don't like what he says, but we like what he does because
he
made promises in 2016, and he kept so many of those promises. The three pro-life Supreme Court justices, they were worth his whole presidency.
Well, that's right. And beyond that, as you know, hundreds of inferior court judges, and so a lot of these cases that we've seen go against us in the past are being turned around before they get to the Supreme Court, because for the first time, men who understand the Constitution and who stand on the ground of law and order are turning these people back. And if Trump gets elected again, if God allows that to happen, I believe that the foundation will be set for some incredibly good results. And if we preach to do our part, we will see that revival we're praying for.
Okay, Rick, what would you say to the people that warn us about coming civil war because the factions in America can't be repaired, that rift can't be healed? What do you think about that?
Well, I've got food stored away and what I would need in such a case, and then I pray every day at work that it does not happen. But I think because of the way they're framing the debate, I think that's what they want. They can't have it all. They want to destroy it all. And I think we've got to be prepared for whatever comes. Scripture's full of that advice in the Old Testament and Proverbs. Not to be a fool. If you see danger coming, prepare for it. Don't pray for it, but prepare for it. So that's the position I take.
Mm. Amen. Well, Rick, how can we pray for you?
Get me over this sinus infection. I need a voice. I'm supposed to speak tomorrow to about 30 or 40 men, so pray that I have the strength to do that.
All right, we'll do it. And I appreciate you so much coming on, and short notice, but coming on. And I did want to say, just before we close out, your take on the State of the Union address.
I shook my head in absolute amazement. A lot of my friends just turned it off. I listened to the whole thing, but it was an absolute amazement. And I have to believe that he was juiced up on something, because in his anger and vitriol, he was also as clear as he's been in a couple of years. So time will tell. But I just sat there, my wife and I, and shook our heads in amazement.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know what America you're living in, but you're describing one that I don't see. It's amazing. It's almost like the Gavin Newsom Ron DeSantis debate, where Gavin Newsom could, with a straight face, just tell you how wonderful it is in California, when we know that's not the case. Well, Dr. Scarborough, so thank you. Go ahead.
So wonderful people are leaving it by the tens of thousands.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Dr. Scarborough, thank you so much for coming on. We'll be praying for you to get your voice back and start feeling better, as God has much for you to do in these days ahead. So God bless you, my brother. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and that was Dr. Rick Scarborough talking about what's going on in America. And we do live in difficult times, and the Lord said they're going to be difficult. And as Dr. Scarborough said, it's time for Christians and for pastors to stand up and speak up and to not be cowardly in the face of evil. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself, as the famous statement goes. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, give me a call and let's talk. According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget, as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives. So be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about John 7:24. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. We live in a world of lies and liars, and it is critical that we dig to find out what is the truth, what is going on. And what we see taking place in our country, especially in an election year, is one side smearing the other. Now, mudslinging has been around for a long, long time, but it seems to be a concentrated effort from the politicians on the left, from the media, from the late night talk show hosts, from everyone and his dog, to start shaming anyone who would dare say they're going to vote for Donald Trump. I think it was Charles Barkley that said, if I see a black person wearing a Donald Trump or a MAGA shirt or anything supporting Donald Trump, I'm going to go punch him in the face. How dare you? You can't do that. That's the same thing as Joe Biden said. You know, if you don't know who to vote for, then you ain't black. What a sickening statement to make. We're free to vote for the candidate we we feel is going to do the best job for our country. And as I've been saying in this program today, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. The proof is in the pudding, as that is contracted to say. And the pudding now is awful. And the pudding from 2016 in Donald Trump's presidency was moving in the right direction, and things were going so much better versus what they are the direction we're going in now. You can't have an open border. You can't have a two-tier justice system. You can't have criminals running free and expect to have a great country. You're going to have a disaster. And that's what we have on our hands, in my opinion. So we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. We have Don on the line from Arkansas. Don, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I remember a quote I had heard a long time ago. If you needed an appendectomy, would you prefer a Hindu surgeon or a Christian plumber?
Yeah.
And then I say also another thing as far as Saul David Alinsky. He wrote two books, actually, Rules for Radicals and Reveille for Radicals, basically talking about his satanic philosophy. And I was a pastor for 8 years. I got run out of too many churches. And, well, here I am shouting from the outside, and I have to tell the people in the pew, I said, you need to get born again, you need to read your Bible, and you need to look up, and you need to push back.
Yes. Yeah, you know, we have to stand up. So that statement, it's ascribed to Bonhoeffer, but some said, well, he never said this, but silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And so, yep. You know, the Edmund Burke statement, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. And good people kind of go about their business, and we don't stay engaged in the bigger picture, and we must do that because the push is always going to be to the left toward liberalism and progressivism and those things that take us away from Scripture and from the principles that keep us moving in the right direction. So I appreciate that, Don. Thank you for your courage.
Okay, I like what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said. Perseverance, the only way the snail made it to the ark.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we know the other thing, too. We know we're fighting a losing battle because we can read in the book of Revelation. We know this world is headed toward Armageddon. It's headed toward the Antichrist ruling, a one world leader. And so I like what Robert Jeffress says. We're seeing the dike crumble, and there are holes in the dike, and we're trying to plug the holes to save the town below, to let people have more time to get out, to flee from this present evil age and to be saved from this evil age. But eventually the dam is going to break, and God's going to allow that to happen for the one world government and set the stage for the Battle of Armageddon.
Correct.
So we're just trying to help more people come to know Christ and to have a more sane society for our kids and our grandkids, because otherwise the whole thing falls apart. So I appreciate your call, Don. God bless you. We have Ron on the line from Alabama. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I just wanted to mention to you something I don't hear anything about, and that's the American hostages that the Palestinians, Hamas, are still holding, yet at the same time, our government, they're supposed to protect us, is aiding Hamas, the Palestinians.
Mm.
And nobody's saying anything about it. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Giving any money to Hamas is not giving. It's not giving aid to the people that need it. It's giving, it's giving resources to the group that's going to use it to try and kill the Jews. It doesn't make any sense at all. Somebody had pointed out when we were in at war with Hitler, we weren't giving aid to the Germans. You're trying to bring them to their knees, you know, because you're in a battle with them, and it's mind blowing to think that we have so many people, especially on college campuses, that are pro Hamas. Hamas, that word in Hebrew means evil, and Hamas is an evil, satanic organization. And anybody that would support them, you look and see what they did on October 7th. It is beyond comprehension the evil that was enacted on those civilians in Israel, and still having the hostages, as you mentioned. So makes no sense at all. But we live in an upside down world, and we do need to pray for them, and we need to pray, as the scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And pray, as this war has dragged out a lot longer than most wars there in Israel. And, you know, when something drags out, it's easy to get it off the forefront of your mind. And so we need to continue to pray for them, that God would bless them, that God would give them victory, that God would totally use them to totally wipe out Hamas, that evil that is there in the southern region there in Israel. So I appreciate the call. We have Phil on the line from Kansas. Phil, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
I listened to it, and it's very good. I wanted to talk about 9/11 and its significance. I mean, if you read the book, The Harbinger, mm-hmm. it tells you about the spiritual side of 9/11. And Barack Obama became president 7 years after that, 7 years and 2 months. And anyhow, his Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona did investigation on his birth certificate in 8 years ago. They came out with it and said it was a phony, you know. And so I'm assuming he's not an American citizen. And it's also, who is he? He's also, his middle name is Hussein, and most Muslims will say he's a Shia, which means he's an Iranian. So there's just a lot of things here that add up to we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he claims to be a Christian, but there's nothing Christian about Barack Obama. I mean, he talks glowingly about the Muslims and tries to say that Muslims help build America and all the things that he has said in the past. He's a big fan of Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, and he himself was a community organizer in Chicago. That's where he got his start. That's what Saul Alinsky's writing the book Rules for Radicals for community organizers. This is how you disrupt and destabilize a government and change it the way you want it to be changed. So I appreciate the call, Phil. God bless you, my brother. We have Ken on the line from Texas. Ken, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your program. I called in the last time Rick Scarborough was on, and I talked about worldview. And here's what I sent to a school district. I suggest that a paper be designed to inform what a worldview is, the questions that it presumes to answer, and the presuppositions of the curriculum. And I proposed obvious questions about that, but I said that in order that the parents be informed that there is no neutral worldview. Mm-hmm. And so brother, I call this kitchen table revival. My goal would be to get every parent with their kids gathered at the table and discussing what they believe. In terms of worldview, once the questions of what a worldview is, once they're exposed to that. Anyway, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm all for that, Ken. We're reading a book by George Barna, and he said, by the time a child, the stats show, by the time a child is 13 years old, their worldview is set. So we're really emphasizing our children's ministry to give those kids not a Christian worldview, because that can mean all sorts of things, but a biblical worldview. What does the Bible say, and how are we to view the world? You don't view the Bible through the lens of culture. You view culture through the lens of Scripture, and that is a biblical worldview. So I appreciate your call, Ken. God bless you, my brother. We have Sammy on the line from Texas. Sammy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. The State of the Union was like Norway's Quisling in Wonderland. I don't know if you're familiar with Quisling, but he betrayed Norway to the Germans, to the Hitler and the Nazis in World War II. Check out a movie called The Edge of Darkness. It's a World War II movie, and it shows how a pastor in the movie evolved in his thinking about and his civic responsibility.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good, Sammy, and I appreciate you listening to the program. I know you're driving a truck, and so that can be a little noisy, but I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing that. Well, we have Steve on the line from Texas. Steve, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. So tell me, where in the Bible it says, speak the truth unless you're scared about, losing your 501c3 tax exempt status. I don't find that in Scripture. But what I do find, in my opinion, is a lot of hypocrisy going on in the churches, where we say, let's talk about Putin. Well, let's talk about how bad Hitler is. Everybody can agree on that stuff. Mm-hmm. But isn't that talking about politics, Pastor Jeff? Isn't it also talking about politics when you see, you go and study the life of Joseph? And you see, he was referred to as a governor, but in the church we can say, "Oh, he was a good governor. He was a good godly leader." But he's a governor. You're talking about politics. I mean, the whole Bible's full of it. And if everything is politics, then nothing's politics. But yet we can't talk about politics. It's so much hypocrisy. And I'm thinking, God help us. Just let us speak the truth and not be worried about, whether we can deduct our taxes, reduce our taxable income, whether we can. Just speak the truth, and if we have to give more, then we have to give more. Just stop letting the government hamstring us and be so scared of what may come.
That's a good word, Steve. Now is the time, it's like Esther, you have attained royalty for such a time as this. We're on the earth. It's not a coincidence that we're on the earth in America for such a time as this. It's our time to stand up and speak up about the evil taking place. And it's really the time for pastors. Now, Eric Metaxas has the book, Letter to the American Church, and he has a movie associated with that book. We're going to show that this Sunday night at First Baptist Texarkana at 6 o'clock, because basically in the movie he says this is America's, Nazi Germany situation in the early 30s, where Hitler was rising to power, and we have to stand up. We can't follow in their footsteps. They were cowards, by and large, so many of them. And what happened as a result? Millions and millions and millions of people lost their lives. So silence in the face of evil is evil itself. We have to stand up and speak up regardless of the cost and be faithful soldiers. As Paul told Timothy, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And that's what God has called us to be. Good soldiers of the cross, good soldiers of Christ Jesus. Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that call. Thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and I'll be with you again tomorrow. And it is Wednesday, and I think Debbie is going to come on tomorrow, so that's always a treat. Well, God bless you. Go out, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.